Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rosano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the University Love, the best podcast, ladies and gents, in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves. We are coming to you live today, ladies and gents. Who doesn't have a podcast, huh? I was had a conversation with my friend a couple of days ago. And he said, man, everybody has a podcast. I said, but of course, why not? Okay, and if you ever think about starting a podcast, ladies and gentlemen, it's not as hard as you think. It's fairly simple. Get yourself a microphone, find something that you want to talk about, and, you know, use your brain, flush out a few ideas, and take it from there, you know. And we will discuss more of that down the road, but ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to talk about plans, game plans, checklists. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to be organized as possible. Ladies and gents, said ladies and gents enough, so we're going to get into it. You want to be as organized as possible when you are conducting any kind of thing. You know, let's say I'll give you an example. Taking a trip with my daughter. It's the first time that I've taken a trip with my daughter, just me and her. We're going a few hours up the road, and, you know, in my mind I have, you know, she needs toys, she needs her pack and play, she needs clothes, she needs snacks, she needs, you know, this, she needs a bottle, she needs her Elmo, you know, have everything lined up, everything ready to go, you know, take a nap, get up. We're going to hit the highway. Gas tank full. Everything's ready to go. You know, oil checked out. Tires checked out. Everything's checked out. We have a list. And whenever you want to do anything, if you want to make life simple, because disorganization is not great. And to be disorganized is to be, I'm not saying you have to have everything all the time, but you want to make life easier for you. You know, you want to have a system, you want to have a setup. I thought to myself the other day when I was driving, I said, I'm gonna just buy me the same shirt. I'm gonna buy a trucking shirt. I'm gonna buy just a black shirt with a pocket. I'm gonna buy 5 of those, and I'm just gonna drive in those, you know. And when I'm working from home every day, I'm just going to find me one outfit that I like. And I'm going to just buy the outfit multiple times. Because for me, I don't want to think too much about what should I wear today? What should I do? You know, certain things I don't want to spend a lot of time thinking about. And clothes, I don't care about clothes. I don't care about the car I drive. So, you know, I just, whatever my wife drives, I'm like, whatever you pick it out. We'll get it. I'll drive that. You know, I don't care. And I just like things to be simple, like organization, a list, a check off. And so whenever you want to start any kind of business, any kind of idea, write down things that you want to do. Write down, you know, hey, I want to do this. I need to start with this, start with that, you know, and take it from there. And the more you get organized, and the better you get with the organization, the better off you can be at your job, in your personal life, in anything, you know. It's annoying when you tell somebody, hey, meet me for lunch at 11:30 a.m. You get there at 11:25 a.m. You're ready to go. You're ready to have lunch. And they show up 11:50, 12:15. Oh, my child did this. Oh, my child did that. You know, children, don't get me wrong, children can throw a monkey wrench into your situation, into your plans, but when they get a certain age, you and I both know. Now, sometimes, hey, listen, one time I wanted to take my daughter somewhere, you know, I remember, and I was like, you know, we got to get going, but I get up early, you know, and, you know, come to find out she had a big old, you know, big old blowout, you know, and it's like, oof, okay, let's make this quick. Put you in the tub real quick. You know, we got up early enough. We still got enough time to get there where we need to be. And we got there on time, you know. Got there, sat down, got into the event. we had a nice time, you know. Organization, you know, if you know that if you're in a situation where you need to get up a little earlier, then you must get up a little earlier. You must do the things that you need to do to be organized. The better organized you are, the better off you will be when it comes to your taxes, when it comes to your business, when it comes to anything and everything in your personal life, with everything. Organization is very important. Organization is one of the you don't always want to wing it. That's not always the best. Hey, I'm doing this. Hey, I'm doing this. Hey. It's like when you have a house, you own a house, and you say, you know, I need to get this checked off. I need to do this. I need to do preventative maintenance on this, on that, on this, on that. You don't want to always wait. You know, I have a father-in-law. He's always waiting around on something to break, you know. And it's like, oh, we had one time, it was something with the car he drove. And I was like, you know, we can just go get that fixed, you know, today and get it out the way. It's okay. You know, eventually, you know, you're going to pay. You're going to wind up. Instead of, if you just go get it fixed then, you know, or get it, you know, looked at and get it, you know, repaired or replaced or whatever, it's a lot better than you breaking down in the middle of the highway on the side of the road. Then you have to get the tow truck. Tow truck is going to cost you money. You have to bring them back somewhere you might not want to. They're going to charge you more, but you need your car. So then you got to pay more instead of you just going down there, getting it fixed and saying, hey, you know, problem solved. Boom, boom, boom. We're done. And so sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, just doing things before you see the storm ahead, it's a lot better than, you know, it's better to turn around when you're driving in a boat or a yacht or whatever. It's better to turn around when you know the storm is coming, when the storm is way ahead of you, instead of you getting into the storm and like, oh man, it was a storm. I didn't even know the storm was coming. What? You know, when I was in the Navy, we used to chart where we're going, you know, like, all right, we're going here. We're doing this many knots. You know, we're going to get here at this time. We're going to do this. We're going to do that, you know. And, yeah, we had it all figured out. We knew where we wanted to go. We knew what we was doing every day, what kind of drills we're going to run. Everything was organized. Everything was, you know, and it's the same. It's just like whenever I'm driving the truck, I go pick up a load. Pick up the load at 7 a.m. I go, okay. You know, if I'm going, let's say I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, and I want to go past Nashville. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to go I-65. Everybody knows these days, if you live in the south, if you're going up towards past Nashville, you know, man, you want to get in and out of Nashville before 3 o'clock. If you can get there before 3 o'clock, you might be all right. Nashville has a lot of traffic, so you want to go around it about before 5 o'clock. You definitely want to get there before 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, you can either sit in traffic, or you can just park somewhere, eat, and, man, you know, take your time or whatever. But you want to have it planned out. Figure out your route. You know, hey, I want to go from here to there, this amount of time, you know. I've been doing that for the last 17 years. It helps. It don't hurt the situation any. It helps. Having things planned out always helps your situation. Organization, ladies and gentlemen, is the key to a successful business, a successful life. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. Organization is a very boring topic, but we need the organization, all right? But so, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back tomorrow with the all-new episode of Online Marketing Moves. We will be coming to you live from Missouri. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. And as always, everybody, God bless and peace.